mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey, I can't take it back.
I'll
look
tell
where
you
I'm
this
at.
Much, folks. I'm going to have some bad blood for the appointee to the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr, because apparently he thinks he should be doing all sorts of new brand new enforcement for radio stations like this one, but apparently not worry about anything else because there's nothing going on in the information sphere that any of us should be worried about. No, nothing to see here. Yes, you know, radio stations, that's what you need to be worried about, Brendan. Everybody, my guest today is Tom Moore. He's the Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're talking about Donald Trump's appointees to date, the recess appointment process, this power under the Constitution that's never been used before that effectively would enable a president to keep Congress out of business and cram through some recess appointments. What was that section of Article 2, Tom, just in case anybody was taking notes at home?
Sorry about that. It's Article 2, Section 3, and it basically says if there's a disagreement as to the time that the House and Senate adjourn, the president can come in and just adjourn them until what time he sees fit. And it's never been used. Usually the House and the Senate figure out what they want to do, and that just works fine. But this, you know, this would be a way for the House Speaker working with Trump to run roughshod over the Senate, even if the Senate wanted to stay in session and wanted to confirm all these appointees, the president could jump in and do that. What's kind of scary about it is like, boy, that sounds unconstitutional. Boy, that sounds like a separation of powers problem. And boy, that sounds like against the spirit of the Constitution. It's like, yeah, it's all those things, but it's also right there in the text of the Constitution that he can do that. So it is very, very worrisome. And they're starting, Mike Johnson was asked on Fox News over the weekend whether this kind of thing would happen. And he's like, you know, basically he's keeping his options open on it, which was a very bad sign. He should have said no.
There's a lot of things Mike Johnson probably should edit out of his public commentary, but he just keeps stumbling right into them. I also thought this was fascinating. I'm not sure if you caught this, Tom. Over the weekend, current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put out a tweet that said there will be no recess appointments. And Senator Rick Scott immediately tweeted back and said, yes, there will. And then McConnell deleted his tweet. I mean, the fact that this is now how elected officials are communicating amongst one another is worthy of its own set of commentary. But I thought it was just bizarre. Like, Mitch McConnell, it ain't going to be your call.
Well, Mitch McConnell is a master of the Senate rules, and he actually is, as much as I disagree with him on almost every priority he has, he is an institutionalist, and he does believe in that the Senate should keep its own prerogatives. And he's, you know what, if between the two of them, if I had to bet on one of them, I'd bet on Mitch McConnell's take on it, because he knows the rules better than anybody.
As between McConnell and Rick Scott, yes, absolutely. But I found the dynamics between what I would call the more traditional conservative faction within the Senate, whom in their own secret ballot chose their next majority leader, right, that came from that more traditional conservative group in the Senate and didn't pick the MAGA-favored Rick Scott. The fact that they were actually publicly teeing off against each other was just fascinating. But let's talk about that other bright shining star of Congress, Representative Matt Gaetz, also of Florida.
Representative Matt Gaetz.
Yes, former. Thank you very and much to everyone's relief and then shock and horror. I don't think there can be any reasonable debate that there has never been ever a more unqualified appointee in modern American history to the attorney general position. Jeff Sessions is probably maybe a close second, but not, no, you just tell us your reactions to Matt Gaetz and place it in some kind of historical context. Why should this matter to people?
Yeah, so it's with Gaetz, it's not a matter of just being unqualified for the position. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard is grossly unqualified for the position. She never served on an intelligence committee or anything like that. Gaetz's problem runs deeper than being unqualified. Gaetz's problem is that he actively wants to use the Justice Department for terrible ends. Apparently, the reason he got the nomination, or they got the nomination from Trump, is that he went on a plane ride with him and basically said, and I'm going to clean this up a little bit, I'll go in and bust heads if you make me Attorney General. And where everybody else who was talking to Trump was talking about their constitutional interpretation philosophies and so forth. And Gaetz was just like, no, I will use this as an instrument to wreak vengeance for you. And that is terrible. That is worse than just being unqualified. That is actively, malignantly un-American and unpatriotic. Yeah.
The other thing that really scares me about Matt Gaetz is that the nature of the allegations against him are so salacious that if I was a foreign adversary of the United States, the possibility for compromising information and the potential to lever and turn someone into an agent of a foreign power is at its highest when you have done all kinds of really, really bad things that you don't want to have become public, which, right. I don't know, you could probably say might apply to a whole gamut of Trump's appointees. I can't believe our time is already up, Tom. We got to leave it there. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much, folks. That was Tom, want to get your last name right, Moore, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. I'd love to talk again specifically about corruption in government and your old boss, Ellen Weintraub. She is a fighter. I'm Maggie Dawn, everybody. We'll be back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to talk more about corruption in government and what you can do about it. That's next.